Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I did what a lot of Atlanta soccer fans did over the course of the last 24 hours. I guarantee others do it, right? So the ticket prices to go to an Atlanta United game for this Sunday's match, Saturday, I should say, against DC United, you can get a cheap ticket for about $30, right? That's not what I'm talking about here. What I did yesterday, like most Atlanta United fans, and if you haven't gone to a match yet, you really should go. It is exciting to go to an Atlanta United. It's a lot of fun, right? So I went to, what is the app that I'm using these days, man? It is,
Is it one that Hollis told you about so you can get last minute tickets for really cheap?
Oh, Game Time?
That's the one I'm using. Yeah, it's been really, really great, man. You get these cheap seats like right up to kickoff time or whatever.
Aren't you proud we pay attention to when you talk?
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Because I stopped listening to me like 20 years ago. So I went yesterday and I checked out to see how much it was going to cost for an Atlanta United ticket on September 16th. Why September 16th? Because they are playing Miami on the 16th. And yesterday we got strong indications that the GOAT, arguably the best soccer player to ever play the game of soccer, is going to be playing for Miami. And I think what a lot of people did yesterday is they bought tickets to the Miami-Atlanta game that's happening on September 16th. So the cheapest ticket I could find yesterday, $240.
Oh my gosh.
$30 for this Saturday, yep. $240 on September 16th.
Ooh. But
that quick.
In the soccer world, this is a really big deal.
It's huge.
It is super, super exciting. All right, Romeo is back because he got cut off yesterday. Kristen, you missed this. I have never seen Abby more appalled on this show than she was yesterday by Romeo and the amount of money that he's spending on likes.
What, like, so I know dating apps, mm-hmm. you can splurge.
Right.
So what are you spending your money on and how much are you spending?
Likes and about, like, I'm not spending, but I thought about it. I was very close, but it was like about like $15 a week.
And why did you have to spend money on likes?
What you, like when you say spend money on likes, what does that mean? Mm-hmm.
It means, okay, so when you sign up for these dating apps, you get a selective amount of likes. Uh-huh. And then after, that's the free trial
How
run.
How many you get?
I have no idea.
Basically, if desperation had a cost, it would be $15 is what you're telling me.
So that means he's like, it means he's looking at her and going, like, and then the next one comes up, like, and he's like spending all of his free likes too quickly. So he needs more likes.
I paid for it once, you know, but then it was like a weekly thing. And then I didn't realize that because I thought it was like most subscriptions, they're monthly. They're monthly. So I was like, all right, like a month, I can do like unlimited likes for a month. I think I can find love in a month. And it was like a weekly thing. And then
it's $15 a week for unlimited likes.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So he comes on yesterday, and Abby, who's on these sites all the time, was just like really taken aback. Like, bro, come on, man. You're spending way too much money on that.
Yeah, he told me he ran out of likes. I'm like, how do you run out of likes? There's a limit? I didn't know.
It's like running out of air, is what she's saying.
So, is there that many hotties on there that you just want to spread the Romeo love?
For me, yeah. Like, that's not my problem that there's a lot of hot women in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, there's fugly guys for you.
Yeah, I just go through 4 likes a day. I'm like, he'll do.
But yeah, so they're there. And
okay,
just,
what's the return on investment? So you have these unlimited likes. How many likes you getting back?
You're not as much.
You're like, dating ROI. Yeah. I like this.
Right?
The return isn't as great as I would have hoped. But that's the thing. That's where I'm struggling, because the few that do get to match back, mm-hmm. and get that investment back.
Yeah.
I've realized, and I was saying this, I was being critical, because on Bumble, the women message the guys first. Mm-hmm. And I was basically saying yesterday that women are just terrible at sliding into the DMs. It's just like a hi, hey, smiley face, and that's it. Like, there's no way of, like, breaking the ice or opening up or sliding in.
No, like a hook to grab you.
Exactly. It's just like... it's just a hey, and then I got to be the one to come up with something at the end. But that's like, no, that's what Tinder is for. Like, if I want to be the one to reach for you, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to these other sites.
So on Bumble, then, you're getting women interested, mm-hmm. but their opening line is so bad that you're turned off by it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, and they don't have much on their profile sometimes, is that it's hard to... like, come up with something to talk about. You know what I mean? Because I've realized that the best approach to start a conversation on these sites is to find something in a photo that you can ask a question. And so that's kind of where I was going with this, where I would message a girl and then I don't hear anything back.
I do agree with you, though. I know you're going to be shocked, but if the... like on Bumble, the woman is responsible for making the first move. I do feel like she should put some effort into it rather than just saying hi or like an emoji. And that there should be, you know, you found me interesting and you want to reach out to me. So show me a little effort.
Here's why
I don't disagree.
Here's why I think Mo and I disagreed with you yesterday, is that guys don't care about the words initially. I mean, as soon as you give them anything in a DM, they're going to go and look at your picture and judge if they want to be with you or not. So your opening line probably has less credit on a Bumble than it would a Tinder.
No, it does here, because he's already liked them, so he already knows what they look like. He doesn't even have to go, like, he liked them.
No. On Bumble, she has to approach him.
I know she does, but he has to, like, you have to show that you like her in order for her to, like, reach out to you, right?
Yeah, we both have to swipe on
they
each
both
other.
So they both have swiped on each other, so he already finds her attractive. She already knows that he likes what he's looking at. Mm-hmm. So in that case, it's not, the words do matter, because you've already done that first step of looking at the pictures.
Words matter.
From the other side, though, every time I've come up with, like, a really unique or funny or catchy opening line, those are always the ones that fall flat. Those are always the guys that never respond back. But anytime I'm just like, hey, how was your weekend? It's such an easy opening line for them to respond to. Those are always the guys I get back.
That's why I love Bumble, because it gives, like, women the, you get to get the, like, you see what it's like for us. Because that's like, it's like that with guys too. Like, a lot of time, guys don't want to be as creative with the opening line, because you'll do that over and over and then you won't get a response. So you get to the point where you just like, okay, hey, because then that's at least that won't be a waste of my time. So I think that's also why women do it, because they look at it like, well, you're going to see the pictures anyway, and then they still expect the guy to take the lead.
How is this different in the real world outside of the digital world? It's always been the biggest problem is your opening line. It's going to say everything about you, right? So there's so much pressure. It doesn't matter if you're in a bar or a restaurant or you're online. So what exactly are you looking for? Because if I'm online, all I want her to do is give me just a little hint that she might be interested in me, and that's all I need.
Right, no, it's just, and that's the thing, it's just the starting line or the starting conversation, it's the thing that gets me, because obviously they suck, and then I think my starting line sucks as well, so there's no win-win situation.
So you just don't want to lead the conversation.
Yeah, so it's like, because he feels like, especially on Bumble, you found me attractive,
right.
So she says, hey, so if he just says, hey, back, is not... should that not be he's literally matching energy, and we always say match energy.
Yeah, and that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that sounds crappy.
I'm actually team Romeo here.
I think the pressure's on Romeo. I think if she reaches out and says, hey, I think the pressure now is on him not to just say hey back, because that would be a immediate turnoff, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think just hey is super lame. That's why you just have to have like a casual question to get the conversation going. But I think what a lot of women feel on Bumble is sometimes there's a specific type of man that gets on Bumble that doesn't like to take the lead. And so sometimes you do kind of end up getting these guys that are like, well, tell me how great I am. Why wasn't that more creative? Why aren't you showing more interest? So
I'm catching a little bit of that.
That's the vibe.
That's me.
Yeah, it's the grass is brown everywhere, man. Right. Online or not, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.